Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. Now, today is going to be a little bit different than previous weeks. Mary Margaret can't make it today, so Kimberly is going to be giving messages, and we're going to be doing some invocations today, and we're going to try to have some fun, lighten things up a little bit. So normally, what we do is we say the clearing prayer, and what that does is it clears us of any negative energies and gets us right to start to the show and just all over better mood. So if everybody at home listening or in the queue, if you could say these words out loud, so that way when you come on, we're ready, set to go, and we're not going to have to repeat it, okay? So I'm going to start off saying the clearing prayer, and Kimberly is going to repeat. Now, you've heard of us speak of prayers or the invocations before, and I think really, I mean, they're both powerful in their own right, but our invocations have helped, I don't know, what do you think, thousands of people, and then they are very, very powerful. There are five parts to an invocation. First, we start off by the power and the authority of Jesus or whomever you pray to or meditate to, if you want to say Buddha or the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene, feel free to slip that right in that spot right after we say that by the power and the authority. And then next, you command, you decree this action. And it's not anything bad to command. It's not like you're bullying Jesus to make you do something. It's just you're commanding it with him. And you give your permission, because without our permission, none of these things are going to take action, which leads me to the action statement. That is the part in which you want to change or clear. And then at the end, we usually sign off by saying, so be it, or so be it done, or Jesus would say, verily, verily. And we take three deep breaths. The first breath is to get every cell in your body to pay attention. The second breath, it releases the changes, the negative energies. And the third breath seals in the new belief system. So that's why I say they're very powerful. What it does, it releases any entities or energies and surrounds and supports our electromagnetic field and all of our bodies, and it heals. So that's just a little bit to tell you what happens with our invocations. So now, Kimberly, if you'd like to repeat after me.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
I now invoke by the power of the God spark within me.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
All entities and energies that are touching.
All entities and energies that are touching.
Using, tempting.
Using, tempting.
Or taunting me.
Or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And if I've created an entity.
And if I have created an entity.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Be now evicted, released, and removed.
Taken to a place where they can do no harm.
And taken to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
All energies of these be released, removed.
All energies of these be released, removed.
And neutralized.
And neutralized.
All energies of assault, gossip.
All energies of assault, gossip.
Sabotage, betrayal.
Sabotage, betrayal.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
And all similar energies projected upon me.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Be now released, removed, and neutralized.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Gently change all unhappiness, pain.
Disease, dependency.
Disease, dependency.
Addiction, financial distress.
Addiction, financial distress.
Relationship difficulties.
Relationship difficulties.
And interfering ancestral energies.
And interfering ancestral energies.
To divine love and divine healing, light, or leave.
To divine love and divine healing, light, or leave.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
Remove all obstacles and blockages.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
To our spiritual clarity and higher purpose.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Repair all fractures in my fields.
Repair all fractures in my field.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And strengthen me as I release all trauma.
And all negative energies and emotions.
And all negative energies and emotions.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
As the cosmic template of my most high self.
Imprints upon my physical template.
Gently imprints upon my physical template.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
The perfect healthy programming for this present time.
And for my most evolved self.
And for my most evolved self.
As I regenerate all that I am.
As I regenerate all that I am.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
To the highest frequency of love, prosperity.
Good health.
Good health.
In my most sacred destiny.
In my most sacred destiny.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
I align to the highest and best of all that I can be.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And now you take those three deep spiritual breaths. If anybody wants a copy of our prayers, the clearing prayer, or any prayer that we may do today, just send an email to Reverend Mary Margaret. Her email address is revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's Rev, R-E-V, M-M as in Mary Margaret, Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, @aol.com. And just request a prayer, and actually I'm the one who responds, and I'll send you whatever you need, whatever you think that will help you. And this is a great way to start off, wouldn't you say, Kimberly?
Yes, and don't forget, after you do this, your electromagnetic field is at 100% efficiency, which means that these dark entities and negative energies cannot get in once it's at 100% efficiency. So when you're out walking around and you're at your job and you're around some of these people, you're in this extra protection. That's what this is. You know, so that's why it's good to do this clearing prayer as often as you would like.
Okay, so here in a little bit, we're going to take some calls and see how we can help people. The number to call in is 845-241-9850. And we do have a chat up and running. However, it's just Kimberly and myself. So if you don't want to call in and you have a question for Kimberly, just type it in the chat and hopefully I'll be able to get to it. Okay. Kim, is there anything else you want to talk about before we take our first caller?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Ladies,
hello,
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Thank you for the prayer. I really appreciate it.
You got it. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York.
Ashiel?
Yeah.
All right. And what can we help you with today, Ashiel?
Just to see if I can get some direction in terms of my love life and my career, I guess.
Your love life,
okay,
and Ashiel, your career.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Ashiel, hi.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hi.
I'm seeing that there's two women around you, and it's almost like you cannot make up your mind with these two women. Do you understand this?
Right now it's only one, but hopefully the second one comes and make it easier.
but do you know of this second one already, or do you have your sights on her?
No, I don't. I don't know who that is yet.
Okay, well, I'm seeing two, so let's back up. Is there one that you communicate with that you used to date that you have not let go of yet? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, we communicated, but we never really dated. Yeah, and I didn't let go of yet. Yes.
So did you? You two just remain friends, or what?
I was just taking my time because we met during COVID, and so it was more communication than anything else. You know what I mean? And I started just looking at, you know, seeing certain things. I decided to pull back a little and just give it more time.
Okay, I feel like I'm just going to be honest with you with what I'm getting.
Okay.
I just feel like that one during the COVID is kind of, how do I want to say this, blocking your path for somebody coming in new. I don't know why. I don't. Let me speak. I don't know if there's a lot of flirting going on or maybe she feels a little differently towards you than you might know of, but I just feel like it's damming up your flow for allowing this newer person to come in. Do you understand this?
Yeah. So what do I need to do?
I can't tell you what to do.
Okay.
But if it were me, I would just cut that off, that communication. It just doesn't feel like it's to your highest good.
I stopped the communication a while back. Yeah, it's been, I haven't communicated at all. So,
okay,
so
then let's go to this other one. Let's go to the current one. You says there's one in your life. What's going on with this one now? Tell me more
about
that.
No, that's the only one. That's the same one. I'm sorry. I'm
okay,
you know,
that's
the
one. That's
yeah.
The one. Okay. Then that's
okay.
The one that I was getting. Hold on. Let me give me a second so I can. Did you do the clearing prayer with us, Ashiel? Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did.
Okay, hold on a minute. I feel like in the spring that there's somebody coming in the late spring, almost near summer. And I see a park that's almost near like stores, and I even see a gas station nearby, and it's kind of near where you. Not where you live, but you frequent a place that is near this park. Do you understand where this is?
I'll have to think about it, but I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. Because I just really see you almost literally bumping into her. Literally bumping into her. Like, you know how when you're walking down the street and you're not paying attention, it almost feels like boom, because that's how this is really supposed to happen. You know, that's okay. How divine this encounter is going to be. And it's okay. Not that far off, because we're in spring already, Ashiel.
Yeah.
We're in spring already. So they're saying like late spring. So, you know, pay attention to that. Let me see if I can get any more information on her.
Okay.
She loves the color red, because she's wearing red when you meet her, and that's how you'll know. And I just love her energy. She loves to have fun. She's really spiritual, which I love. And she doesn't seem to have a lot of baggage, Ashiel, which I like also. And that's okay. Life, we have baggage. But she doesn't have a lot of it. She really doesn't. It's almost like she might have had one or two relationships in the past, and, you know, and she's ready too. This is really divinely orchestrated, what I'm seeing, and I love it. I really do. So just be patient, and she's coming. And I get the letter T, you know, the letter T. Not necessarily that her name's going to start with a letter T, but it might be the name of the street that I see you meeting her on. I definitely see you meeting her literally like on the street, like not in a place that you literally kind of bump into her. That's how divinely orchestrated I'm seeing this.
Good. And do you see that becoming a relationship?
Pardon?
Do you see that turning into a relationship?
I really do. I really do. I think it's a divine that both of you have waited to. I call it divine partners. Everybody calls it different. I don't like the expression twin flame. A lot of people use that. I just don't resonate with the twin flame thing. That means something different to me. But I just feel like, I don't want to say she's the one, because we, on our paths, we have many soulmates. I believe, you don't have to believe that. But I see it as long term. And you really have fun together. You know, and just really, you know, it's almost like every once in a while people, they say you have to argue, but you two with the communication, I love that the way the communication's going to flow. There's no need to argue, because both of you are just always up front, say what's on your heart. And I just love this. I have to tell you, I can't wait till you call back and tell us about this.
That's because you did right about it, because I'm up front. I don't play games. I'm, absolutely.
Right. But guess what, Ashiel? She does it either. And that's why you waited. I don't know how old you are, and not that that matters. And, you know, I don't get a lot of past things with people, and I'm kind of glad with the way my gifts are. You lived your past. We don't need to rehash that. But it's just, you know, she doesn't have a lot of, like, baggage either. You know, she's ready. You're ready. It's divinely orchestrated. It's time. You've earned her. She earned you. And it's a divine relationship. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You've earned each other with everything you've been through.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
I know, because I know you've had some bad ones.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you
news.
Still? But I feel like there's still somebody though. Ashiel, help me out before we go. Is there? This keeps coming in. From not the one from the COVID. Do you have a past love that keeps like contacting you from time to time, or, you know, trying to get a hold of you? I still feel like there's one attachment that I'm not crazy of.
Not that I know of, but, you know, sometimes they don't have to reach you in terms to be still connected to you. So maybe they're just thinking about me or whatever. Yeah, I don't know who that is. I can't think of.
You know what? Yeah, let's do a short invocation, if you're willing. Do you want to do a short invocation to cut all cords and ties with any past loves?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a prayer. You're going to repeat after me. And when we're done, you're going to do the three deep breaths as soon as we're done. This is going to just help to allow, you know, that this newer person that I see with this letter T, it could be a street name, not necessarily in her name, but I feel like it could be in her first and last name, but they're showing me the big letter T. Okay, you ready? You're going to repeat after. Who do you pray to when you pray
Jesus.
Or meditate? Okay.
Jesus.
Me too. Okay, so repeat after me. By the power and authority.
By the power and authority.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
And my higher self.
In my higher self.
And all that I am.
And all that I am.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
To cut all cords and ties.
To cut all cords and ties.
Now get a scissor, like imaginary, and go near your heart and just cut with cut, like you're cutting cords and ties right in front of your heart, like strings.
Okay.
Just cut them with your, make your fingers be a scissor and cut them right now, please. I cut these cords and ties now.
I cut these cords and ties now.
To any and all past loves.
To any and all past loves.
I wish them all well.
I wish them all well.
But I am ready to move forward.
But I am ready to move forward.
I am ready.
I am ready.
For my divine partner.
For my divine partner.
My divine mate.
My divine mate.
I command this.
I command this.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And in my name too.
And in my name too.
And in addendum.
And in addendum.
Repair my heart.
Repair my heart.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
From any and all.
From any and all.
Past relationships.
Past relationships.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Three deep breaths now, Ashiel. Real deep. I want to hear you breathing. Very good. Very, very good.
Well.
Did you feel the release of that, Ashiel?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't know, Ashiel, people don't know about these cords and ties. They're there. They don't know how to release them. You know, Mary Margaret, who can't be with us today, she's the one that taught me how to do this. And you have to cut these cords and ties when you're done with these relationships, because believe me, that energy sticks. You have to get rid of it. It's very important. And we just did that. And you're going to be fine. And I just hope in the future you call back in and let us know how this is going, because she is coming. I am 100% sure of it, and I wish you well.
Thank you so much. I totally agree with what you said. You said, you know,
I have some kind of feeling.
So I totally agree.
Yeah. And
thank you for calling,
and please call us again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that was nice. Are you ready for the next caller, Kimberly?
I am, Jane.
Okay, we have about 4 or 5 people in the queue, and then a question after this from somebody in the chat. I'm going to connect us now to this new caller.
Okay.
Well, hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Lisa calling you from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa from Arizona. How are you today?
Oh, terrific. How are you guys?
We're great. I love your energy. I love the sound of your voice. Did you do the clearing prayer with us, Lisa?
The beginning of your show?
Yes.
Oh, I just tuned in. I'm sorry. I'll have to go back to the archives.
Okay, no, that's okay. Here's what we're going to do. We have a shortened version that Jane's going to do with you right now, okay? If you can just repeat after her, if that's okay, all right? It's not going to take long, but in order for me, I want you to be real clear when I zone in on you, and this is very important, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
with your
Lisa,
permission.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jane.
Sure. When you pray, who do you pray to? Jesus, Mary, God?
There are different sources that I pray to, different, the Creator.
Okay.
We'll just say the creator. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. You ready to repeat after me?
Sure.
All right. By the power and authority of the Creator.
By the power and the authority of the Creator.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
For any and all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
Touching or using me.
They're touching or using me.
On any and all levels.
On any and all levels.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Be now released, removed.
They're now released and removed.
And evicted.
And evicted.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Take a little breath. Good. Fill all spaces.
I'm sorry?
Fill all spaces.
All spaces.
With golden crystalline energy.
With golden crystal energy.
Or divine love and divine healing light.
Divine love and divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Okay, take those three deep spiritual breaths now.
Very good. That's what I like to hear, those breaths. Lisa, how can we help you today? Do you have a question or?
Yes, I do have a question. We were work partners, this gentleman and I, and then we became sweethearts. And I'm wondering if you see him calling me soon. His name is Aaron.
What's his name, please?
Aaron.
Hold on a minute. Okay, when you were saying the clearing prayer, I started getting your message already. And here's what I see with this. I see a triangle. I see him, you, and another woman. So I don't know if there's somebody where he's, it's almost like he didn't finish this with her, or he's still kind of seeing her. It feels like he's done, but you know how certain women won't let go and they'll call. And then, you know, now he's bringing you into it and that now it's going to be like a web. So this might take some time. I do not like webs. We've discussed these webs on this show before and I don't like them. And I really, Lisa, don't want you being pulled into that. So this is going to take time. He is going to call, but right now is not the divine timing for this. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you know about this woman?
He and I talked, and he told me that there was no one, and he told me that, what else did he tell me? You know, it had been a very, very long time for him as well as, you know, when we were talking. So I don't know. I have a lot of friends, and he has a lot of friends, so I don't know. No, I don't.
Right,
know.
But I feel like there's this one, and I'm going to say this as politely as I can in this venue that we're in, where, how do I want to say this? Everybody gets lonely. I'll say it to you that way. So it could be one of these things in the past where he might have said to her, let's go for lunch. Let's just go for dinner. And he wasn't into it as much as maybe he's looking at it maybe as just friends, but still she's still there. Do you understand? And her sights are more on him, but I'm still seeing this as some kind of interference that's coming in. You know, it came in when you were doing the clearing prayer. I could see this like a triangle, you know, but it is going to happen, but it's just going to take some time. You know, it's not going to happen as soon as you would like. This might take up until like August, even. So I you know, I would give it time, you know, but that's kind of what I see with this.
Okay, well, I appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's going to be okay, and I see it all working because he seems to be a really nice guy, you know? But I just feel like for some reason that he's not going to tell you about this. But you know now. Just saying. You know now. You know?
Okay.
I just don't like these webs. I call them webs. And I'd rather you wait than be a part of a web. You know? I'd rather him, like, know what this woman's up to. He don't want any parts of her and be done with that and just call that totally off, whatever that is, whether it's an occasional hookup. I'm just going to say it how it's coming in, you know, and just be done with that before you enter into this divine relationship, because he's a really nice guy. And he's worth the wait, I think.
Oh, well, I didn't see him as a future anything. I just wanted... yeah, I didn't see him as a future anything. I didn't see a commitment on my part with him at all. No. And, you know,
you don't even want that?
No, not with him. I didn't see him as an ideal candidate. I just, you know, I kind of miss talking to him and that kind of thing. But no, he was not my ideal anything.
No.
I didn't want him for
future.
Okay,
but then why
anything.
Would you want to even waste your time with him? I'm just, if you don't mind me asking, why would you want to even then waste your time with him?
Well, I thought he and I were on the same wavelength. I didn't realize, you know, if he's, you know, if he has someone else, I mean, that's fine. I really don't, that's, you know, it's a free country for sure. And
right.
You know,
right. And everybody wants different things. Now for me, even if I don't want something serious in somebody, I just don't want involved in any of those webs. Being spiritual and intuitive like I am and born this way, I've learned that, oh no, I don't like drama and I don't want involved in any of those webs. I just don't like how they feel in the dark.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying, and I'm totally
right.
No, I don't fool around with people that are involved with other people. I mean, you know, that's not where I go.
Right.
I mean, as far as being friendly and talking, that's fine, but not anything else. And no, if he found some other person to hook up with, that's fine. That's fine. I wasn't looking at him for a commitment on any level. I just thought we were, you know, the whole reason, in fact, I even told him that, you know, I wasn't looking for anything. I did tell him that. So, and
right,
I thought
and that's every guy's dream. That's every guy's dream is to hear that, though, that you're not looking for anything. They don't want any strings attached. How come you closed off your heart? How come you closed off your heart? The angels are telling me you closed off your heart. You don't want to let anybody in. Did somebody really hurt you in the past?
Oh, no. I mean, I met someone Monday I met someone, and I'm kind of interested in him, and I'm hoping he calls. You know, and I just talked to him again today. No, the guy that I was asking you about, I don't know, there was a misunderstanding between us, and I was just hoping to clear it up. So, I was in a very long relationship up until January, extremely long, and I left that relationship. So I'm not looking for any commitment from anyone. I'm just, you
right,
know.
You just want to go and have some fun. I don't blame you. But did you feel like you want to do a clearing to cut the cords and ties from this person you broke up with in January or not? I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, we are friends. We're business partners and we're friends. So we're okay. That guy,
okay.
No, that's pretty settled between us. I was wanting to leave before I actually left. So, no, and then that's a done deal. And it's okay. Yeah, well, you know, if he's, If Aaron is with
someone
else.
I see a triangle and a web. That's the symbols that come in with him. And I don't like either one. So I know you know what the triangle means and the web. I wish I had better news. But I don't like how that feels. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like how it feels at all.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in people. The people that I'm interested in is I'm a one-on-one kind of person. You know, not committed, but, it's not safe for me, in my book, to be with multiple people sexually. You know, it's not safe
right.
for me. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of it.
Right, right.
And
especially
in these
times, yeah.
It gives me the creeps. You know, and if he's out there doing whatever he's doing, that's fine. He can do it. I mean, I didn't
right.
want
free
to
Right, free will choice for everybody, Lisa. Right.
But there was a misunderstanding, and I was hoping to clear it up. And now I see there's probably no need to clear it up if he's finding an agreement
somewhere
else.
Yeah, you just might want to just let that go. And in the future, something could happen a while from now and call, and you'll both be just like, yeah, it's water under the bridge, and it'll just work itself out, But I like how you're thinking. It's exactly, it feels like the right way, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just, how good. Well, yeah, okay. I'm kind of caught off guard here. I didn't realize this. Just some stuff he had told me, and that's all.
I just feel like he's not being honest with you, Lisa. He's not being honest.
Really? Oh, my God, he was the most honest person I thought I met. Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord!
He's not being honest, Lisa.
Oh my heavens! That would even be worse. Not to be honest, it would be even worse. That would be worse. Yeah. That would be much worse. Now that's
well, I wish you well, and please call us back and let us know how this all works out. And I wish you well. And, triangle and web, I don't like it. And, it's your choice. But, I don't like how it feels, sweetie.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, Kim, we have a question in the chat, and then we have three people in the queue, and we are more than halfway
okay.
through the show. Okay, I'm going to
okay.
read to her question. I'd like to know if anyone comes through from Spirit to help guide me through my relationships. Her name is Christy, and she is with Martin.
She is with Martin?
Yes.
Hold on. It's coming through that it's good. I'm seeing church doors closing. That means a long relationship with me and maybe even marriage is how they show me. I'm getting all good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All around the two names. Yeah. Everybody has baggage, and I know he had some, but whatever that was in his past, he's done. So even if there is some females trying to call him and do all that, he's done. So I would believe what he's saying. So I will leave that with
All
you.
Right.
We thank you.
All right. Thanks, Christy. Hopefully that helps you. I'm going to put on our next caller. Thanks, Kimmy.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Is anybody there?
Hi.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
What's your name? Hello.
Hi, you're on. May I have your name, please? I don't know. I can't hear anything if anyone's there. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to go to the next caller, and we'll try you again in a few minutes. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this? What's your name, please? My name's Amla. How are you? Good. Can you spell your name? I don't know if that's going to help. It's A-M-L-A, Amla.
You called before, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a few months. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you're the one who's, you can't see real well, right? I remember
the
call.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, that's right. That's right.
How you doing?
Good, good. I do have a question. So is it okay to just jump right in?
Jump in. Did you do the clearing prayer in the beginning of the show?
I actually, you know what? I loved, I forgot who the gentleman was. That cutting cords was awesome. I felt it when you were doing that. That was really cool. So if you want to do something like that first, I'm open to it. And then we could go forward.
Did you do the clearing prayer though, darling, in the beginning of the show?
No, I wasn't at the beginning. No, I wasn't then.
Okay, Jane's going to do a shortened version with you right now, if you wouldn't mind, Jane, please.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, Amla, when you pray, who do you pray to? Jesus or?
Yep, Source Creator God.
Okay, great, thanks. If you'll repeat after me, please. By the power and authority of Source Creator.
By the power and authority of Source Creator.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities.
Any and all negative entities.
Or energies that are touching.
Or energies that are touching.
Or using me on any level.
Or using me on any level.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Layers or dimensions of my being.
Be now released, removed, and evicted.
Be now released, removed, and evicted.
Never to return.
Let it to return.
Never to return.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Never to return.
Oh, sorry, never to return. I didn't get the
That's
first
okay.
word.
All
okay.
right.
Never to return,
Take
yeah.
a, very good. Take a little breath. Fill all spaces with golden crystalline energy.
Through all spaces in golden crystal energy.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest.
And best.
At best and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Okay.
I want to hear you breathing. Please.
Yeah. Oh, I was doing, okay.
Big breath. Get rid of it.
You hear me?
Big breath.
Okay,
good. Now, how can I help you? What's your question for me today, please?
Oh, I feel clear. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Good.
That was great. Thank you. So it's interesting. I think I'm on a level where I'm ready to date. I think energetically I am. I would tell myself before, and I wasn't ready. And so there's actually two people now. I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm interested in both of them. This is unexpected. So I don't know if you see something with anyone.
Say their first names, please.
Oh, sure. The first name for the – okay. The first name that just happened is Mike, and the other one is Aaron.
Okay. I get Mike. I get Mike
okay.
as the better one for you. You know, of course,
okay.
it's your choice, but when we muscle test and it's very accurate, I get Mike. That doesn't mean
okay.
you're going to choose Mike or have to, but for your highest good, it's Mike, if that's what you're asking me.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel like it being committed in a certain time frame, like a certain month you pick up, or is it somebody? I don't know. This just started, so I don't even know what's happening.
I know it just started. I feel like it's going to progress quickly.
Really?
I like the energy of him. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Most definitely. Yes.
Okay.
And he's going to give you the attention that you desire and that you never had before.
That's
different.
Right. That's right.
Very different. Very attentive. But not in an unhealthy way. Not to
right.
the point where you're smothered, you know, but you're not
right.
used to somebody being attentive to you like that. Correct?
Right, right, right. Can I ask you just something? Like, do you feel like I feel, okay, so I worked on a lot of my boundaries, and I just feel like he's too easygoing. In my imagination, or is it like he has boundaries? I just haven't seen them yet. I think
he has boundaries. It's too new. You haven't seen them yet. So he's not a pushover. He's very much a man's man. I'll say a man's man is how it's coming in. You know, he's not a pushover, but you're in that beginning phase where, of course, he's trying to woo you, you know, so you're not going to see that at first, but you will see it in the future.
Okay. Okay, good. I was just wondering, because it's funny, because this is weird. I totally went through my comfort zone. I am laughing a little bit because this is not, I went the other direction. I used to be bold, and then I went the other direction, and then I became timid. So I actually asked him out to go to coffee, and he's like, I would love to, but I'm super busy, which is fine. I could feel like he was being honest and sincere, but I don't do that, and it was really bold. It's
right.
So bold
it's because
of me
your
to do
spirit
that.
Did that. Your spirit, I believe, did that.
Okay. Okay. So
right.
when do you feel
because
like
this... that wasn't you?
Okay. So you said this is going to be quickly. So does that mean like within the month, like it'll just kind of do its thing? I don't have to do anything. It's just going to.
Yes. Just, you know what? Don't try to plan it and don't put all kind of thoughts on it. Don't try to control it. Please just let it happen. But I see things progressing quickly is how I'm going to say that to you, you know, but
okay.
don't push things to happen. But I see it, you know, do you want to go out for dinner? Okay. You know. Then that, you know, all of that. I just see it progressing a little sooner and quicker than you might expect. I like
okay.
it. It feels good.
All right. Do you feel like it's going to be a committed partnership with him?
I do.
Oh, wow.
And I, you know, I vaguely remember your last call a month ago or more, and I think we saw this coming.
Yeah, you did. It's funny because you saw the other person coming back. I'll be honest. You said September about the other person, and I'm like, oh. But that I'm not yearning anymore. I did that cord cutting what you were doing with the other gentleman. I love that. But I've done a lot of releasing and with grief. I had a lot of grief in the first 3 months of this year. I didn't.
Right,
even,
and you
I,
did
I
that thinking
know.
And feeling hope the last time you called in too, which helped. I remember.
Yeah,
you did it with Mary Margaret. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Don't think that didn't help you because these prayers and invocations work. Trust me, they do.
Feel you, guy. I love it. I really appreciate it. This is exciting. I deserve to be happy and like be respected.
Yes, you do.
Well, this is great. Oh, wow.
Okay. Well,
this
I thank
awesome.
You for calling because we're getting towards the end of the show. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God
and
bless.
Call
Take
us again.
Care.
You just
okay.
don't try to control, girlfriend, okay?
I won't. I won't. I promise you that. I'm going to be,
Let divine spirit. Let the divine control it. Stay out of it. Step
oh,
back.
No. No more controlling. That's the thing I let go of. No more of that. Nope. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because
you don't want to be sabotaging. Okay.
No. Trust me. No. When he said he was
busy, I just
a little tidbit. When he said he's super busy, I'm like, all right, that's it. And I surrendered. I totally surrendered to God. I'm like, all right, I did what I did, and that is all. I'm going to leave it up to you up there. I really did that.
Okay.
I did that yesterday. Yes.
Good girl. So. Good girl. Nice talking to you again. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you, Jane.
You
Thank
too.
Kelly.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Kim, I'm going to try to get that caller back on right now. And if not, we have
okay.
one more in the
Thank
queue.
You.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, is anyone there?
Hello? Oh.
Okay. I'm going to go down to the other caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, what's your name,
your name, please? There you go. Thank you.
Hi, yes, thank you. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Catherine, have you called before?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I think you vaguely sound familiar to me. Did you do the clearing for with us today?
I saw your show was on, but I came in late.
Okay, Jane's going to do it with you real quick before you ask me a question. Jane, if you don't mind, please, we'd like everybody to be clear here, okay? Very important. Will you do it, please, Catherine?
Oh, please, yes, thank you.
Okay,
okay, go ahead, Jane.
To whom do you pray? Jesus, God, angels?
Jesus, yes, Jesus and God.
Okay, great. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. By the power and the authority of Jesus.
By the power and authority of Jesus.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For any and all negative entities or energies.
For any and all negative and
entities.
For any and of all negative entities.
Or energies.
Or energies.
Touching or using me.
That are touching or using me.
On any and all levels, layers.
On any and all levels, layers.
Or dimensions of my being.
Or dimensions of my being.
Be now released, removed.
Be now released, removed.
And evicted, never to return.
And evicted, never to return.
Take a little breath. Fill all spaces with golden crystalline energy.
Spaces with golden crystalline energy.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
And divine healing light.
And divine healing light.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
Aligning me to my highest and best.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take three deep breaths.
Good job, Catherine. What's your question for me, darling?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I had a meeting today with a gentleman and a woman, and I was wondering if you see something coming of it, a fruitful job, just anything
Catherine,
positive.
I really do.
Positive.
While you were doing this, we're running out of time. That's why I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. While you were doing the clearing prayer, Divine Spirit came in. I wrote down on my paper, new job coming, new job coming. It's written right in front of me. So definitely a go, 100% go. This is great and awesome. Did it feel to you like it went awesome?
I did think so, yes. Yes, it was more than what I was expecting.
Yes, you're definitely going to get it. I mean, I didn't know what your question was going to be, but I have written on here, new job. I wrote it down like three times for some reason. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's very good. I think you're going to hear, you know what, though? Here's the weird thing about it. Don't start panicking even if 3 days go by and you don't hear. For some reason, with whatever corporation or people that whoever this is, there's all kind of things that they have to do and they're busy. Don't be surprised if a week goes by and you hear. So don't fret,
wow.
Okay? You're going to get it. You're going to get it. It's just you might not hear within a day or two.
Okay. That's great. No,
very important. So don't start sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
I was going to send them a thank you, you know, nice meeting you, and then see where they take it, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Of course, you still do all that. And that's great. But I see it 100%. I really do.
Wow.
I really do. It's awesome. I'm so, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because it seems like you've had to go through a lot to get to this point, to get to earn your spirit, to earn this job. Do you understand this?
Yes. Yes. Yes, definitely.
You
know, definitely.
The way we say when we're dating, you need to kiss a lot of toes before your prince comes. It's kind of the same thing, but I'm relating it to your job.
Yes, yes. Wow. And they, would they just be hiring me for their projects, or do you think they'd be investing in mine as well?
I think I'm getting they're hiring you for theirs.
Okay.
But you're
okay,
still
going
to be able
that's
to incorporate
awesome.
All your gifts, Catherine. You're still going to be able to incorporate all your gifts is how this is coming in. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's awesome.
It's almost better for you this way is what they're telling me, my guides in Divine Spirit.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, I wish you well. We only have a couple minutes left, so please call us back and let us know how everything's going. I hate to cut you off like this, but we only have 3 minutes left, okay?
It's okay. Thank you. Blessings to both of you. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine, for calling in, and thanks to everybody who called in or got in the chat and asked questions. And next week, Reverend Mary Margaret will be back, and if anybody wants a copy of our prayers and vocations, the email address is revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's revmmden as in Nancy, H-O-L-M as in Mary, @aol.com. And Kimberly, thank you. That was a great show.
And thank you, Jane. It was a great show. I love having fun. All the callers were great. We love when you call in. We love it. And I love the first caller with the cutting cords and ties. We can do more of that in the future, too. Very important to do that. Important to keep your electromagnetic field at 100% efficiency with that clearing prayer. You could always call these shows back up. We do a lot of rebroadcasts where you can just say it to keep your field, you know, keep yourself clear. Very important in these times.
Right, and it's important to say them out loud and with the three breaths at the end, very important. Okay, Kimberly, well, you have a great night, and we'll see you again next week, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You are heard, you are loved.